You're listening to SBS News.
We need to move forward. We're not allowed to give up.
A group of refugees fleeing Syria in the Aegean Sea in 2015. The outboard motor on their inflatable raft has failed. They're taking on water. Two sisters, Yusra and Sara Mardini, save the day. They jump overboard to lighten the load, swimming alongside the raft for hours. Eventually, Yusra Mardini went on to participate in the 2016 Olympic Games. These real events are now being seen in the Netflix film The Swimmers. The movie comes from Welsh-Egyptian filmmaker Sally El Hosseini, who grew up in Cairo.
Well, part of the reason I wanted to make the film was because in Yusra and Sara I saw a younger me. So, you know, I saw in them the teenager I was growing up in Egypt. You know, it's not often you see a portrayal of young Arab women on the screen that aren't victimized or very religious, you know. And in these young women, they were modern, bilingual members of society.
Critics have lavished praise on the movie. It is well made and well acted, although one reviewer commented derisively that it played more like a Disney sports movie. But what is beyond debate is that The Swimmers is calling attention to the plight of the 6.8 million refugees from Syria. And for Yusra Mardini, whose real-life story is at the heart of the movie, that's significant.
It's very important because it tells the refugee, it tells our refugee story. It tells a story about two girls that did not give up, that wanted to become someone, and it talks about the crisis around the world, and we wanted to bring more awareness. We wanted to tell the story and remind people that this is still happening today.
Images of Syrian refugees have been broadcast extensively by news outlets. Sally El Hosseini wanted to do something different with her portrayals.
I purposefully wanted to be as far away from the news images that we've become quite immune to. It's very easy to turn the channel when you see a dinghy full of, you know, people in life jackets, and to know that that exists, but to need to look away. And I wanted this movie to really be on the inside, looking out, for an audience to experience what it was like to be those people and on that journey themselves. And I think that's what's very emotional and powerful about the film.